Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hello, this is part two of a discussion about risk. You're listening to Man Baggage. I'm joined by Nigel Clark and Laura Smith. Let's move on to juicier stuff, silly showing off. Now, we know the statistics. Males are more likely to take risks than females. It's just the case. In everyday situations that are relatively unlikely to incur life-threatening costs, and ones that are likely to incur life-threatening costs, like going up a lamppost holding a beer for some TikTok bants, a study suggests that risk-taking is a pervasive feature of the human male psychology. Do you think that men are more likely to take risks to impress? We're talking about showing off to catch the lady's eye, is basically what we're talking about. The backflip that ends up smashing your head because you tried to backflip over a bin because some girls were looking from all bar one type risks.
Dude, I took those risks. I've got the scar to prove it.
What happened? Somewhere there.
Out on a night out, doing a backflip in a club, slipped on some water.
Hang on a second. You've turned into the silly example. You actually did.
Literally. I'm not even having a laugh. Literally. Slipped, cracked my head open, blood everywhere.
Now, I don't want to be sexist, Laura, but I have literally, in a nightclub or any situation, never seen a woman suddenly do a backflip to try and impress boys walking. At a dance competitions and things I've been to like that, sure enough, a girl will moonwalk in and do some crazy shit. But not like, put my wine down, Kelly. That lad's looking, watch this. Boom, throw herself from the first floor. Blokes do weird shit like, I'm going to fall down the stairs on purpose, yeah. Watch this. Like, just for some banter.
I'm not even going to complicate this. We all know about the male gaze. We all know the pressures that women are under. Be beautiful, turn up. Do you know what I mean? And that it has been the structure for hundreds and hundreds of years. So if a girl was the idea of me starting to backflip for a geezer, I mean, that's the definition. Off the ick.
Girls don't need to backflip for dick, do they? Let's not dress this up.
We just don't. I mean, the
you just need
flight,
to go, dick,
know.
Please.
Yeah, I know. Do you know what I mean?
There you go. We're the ones who have to do the peacock dance to get the action. So that's what ends up with us doing backflips on the dance floor.
I mean, bless you.
What I want to get to the bottom of, Laura, is are women more adverse to that risk? Or are you just so intelligent that you don't do it? Or is it that you're a bit more cautious about taking it? You know, which is it? Is it men that are pushed into it? They're just as adverse to it. We're just as scared of it as you. But because of the way it is out there, we've pushed ourselves into it. Or are women genuinely more risk averse, in your opinion?
I think there's a couple of things going on in the sense. I mean, I watched this mad podcast the other day where this woman was talking about being accidentally dosed with testosterone. I don't know if you've seen this. I'll try and find it. She kind of worked in a sort of testosterone manufacturing. Anyway, she got accidentally dosed it. And she said she was so charged, she couldn't even handle what was going on inside her. She got a real insight into the male psyche, which is, oh, my God, yeah, I'll go and run into that and see if it gets me end away. Do you know what I mean? And
now she knows what it's like to have to wank at work
every
exactly. 3 hours. It's horrible.
It's basically what she was saying. And then I think there's that factor. There's the chemical factor. But I also think, you know, in terms of either daft risks or risks in your career or what have you, I think women naturally, and again, it's so difficult, naturally look for the good of the group. They consider the good of the group before they consider this individual interest. And I mean, there are daft, I mean, I'm a daft person. I want to, you know, cut the line and go the wrong way up to the slide and get told off at a water park. That's sort of my sort of thing. But it's like, mostly they're just like, just, do you know what I mean? Don't mug yourself sort of thing, you know what I mean?
Like that.
But like, I just think we see the good of the group and I don't know, men just can be more singular.
Yes, I get that. But what about financial risk, Nigel? Do you think, I mean, I've known just as many females in my life that sort of take financial risk, get the credit card out, think, fuck it, I'll be able to pay it back, or might see some sort of investment scheme and think, yeah, I'd stick 15 grand in and see what happens. When it comes to financial risk. How are you with that? And how are the people around you?
See, I try and be quite safe when it comes to the financials. I'm trying to think of my mates now and think, like, are they big on the finance? I don't think they are. I think men, and I'm generalising here, of course, I think men are less likely to commit financial risks.
The exception would be gambling, which is, if you look at gamblers being treated, it's massively skewed towards men.
That's the competition. You're bringing it back round to the fact that men naturally want to win something, that, you know, whether it be the football, whether it be this, that or the other. Once you bring an element of winning into it, that's when men, it doesn't even become about risk anymore. It's about winning. So risk goes out of the window and it's like, I want to win. This is my competitive streak in me. And it was really nice hearing and reminded me when Laura was talking about the testosterone, because my dad got prostate cancer and got put on female hormones, and reading up on the effects that it could have, it totally said exactly that taking female hormones is going to make you feel like you don't want to be as get up and go and get out there and you know, be a rambunctious dude. You're going to feel a little bit more chill, and don't worry about that, because that's a natural feeling that you're going to have if you're taking a female hormone.
Which is probably true, but Laura, listening to that, it starts to become a bit uncomfortable, doesn't it? Because as we move into the workplace, you said a statement like that in the boardroom, you're going to be in HR faster than your creps
totally.
Can go. How do we unpack risk-taking and say, yes, it's true. It's statistically true, men take more risk. We do more backflips. We do split our heads more in nightclubs. We do gamble more. But you wouldn't want to extrapolate that to, well, I've got this business here, this ad agency. I want risk-taking, exciting creatives. Tempting to drift into sexism here, isn't it? And hire men instead of women. How can we unpack that?
I do think we need to be more clinical about things. I mean, gender's never been more in under a spotlight, and understanding the sort of fluidity True. Of it and the sort of non-binary nature of it across the board, really, you know. So it is all very difficult. But, you know, if we are looking at studies and we are looking at actual, you know, chemical facts and then understanding, because you can always go above. It's like going above nature, because, you know, once you understand, like, for your dad to have that insight, oh, actually, I might be a little bit weepy and want to stay indoors today because I'm on a female hormone, yeah. Or I'm not as, you know, pushing forward. In the same way, you know, I've had to take steroids for a condition, and I'm thinking, right, shut the fuck up, stop talking, do you know what I mean? And I'm like, you know, chomping at the bit.
It's like doing a tricep extension.
Yeah, do you know what I mean? But, you know, to understand these things, and I don't want to say he who shall not be named, but Jordan Peterson was once breaking down that actually he's had to coach women to go, well, actually be more aggressive in that workplace. But, you know, because these are the traits that you know, that push your nose forward. And, you know, sometimes you've got to go for what's counterintuitive. You don't want to go, oh, you're a female, you won't do this. Because equally, I said before about it being a naturally sort of more female trait to think of the good of the group. That sort of, you know, lateral thinking of going, well, actually, let's take two steps back for the good of the whole company might be such a strategic risk that a woman would take, that maybe a single-minded kind of bullish approach of you simple, yeah. simple boys, you know, do you know what I mean? Like, yeah. like, so.
Can I put my willy in it?
Yeah, can I put my willy in it?
Stop going around the
house. Exactly. So, you know.
Do you think the happy medium is to take risks but with advice? You know, it's like we're in an era of like where we don't trust experts, and you've just seen it in COVID. The more someone knew and the more training they had, the more they got it online. And, you know, someone called Leanne from Watford would have the real truth in her iPhone in a lay-by. But surely the key with risk, do push forward, do be bullish, but be informed. Then you get the best of both worlds. You've got the connected, if you like, what we're calling female, not meaning biologically female, but that thinking about the group. Feminine sideways thinking, taking advice sideways, but moving forward with that more bullish backflip. And then you've got the best of both worlds.
I think that's what we're trying to strive for all the time right now. I think we're striving for men to look at things differently and think of the way women feel, think of the way, you know, which is right. And the other side of it, yes, we need women to, which they are doing, stand up and push forward and do things. And I think it's happening. You can see it happening in society. Both sexes are trying to balance themselves by having a little bit more of the opposite sex's way of doing things in there. And I think that is a good thing. And I think that's the right way to be heading.
What about social media, Laura? Do you think that's made people take greater risks on all level. It might be injecting a bit of extra filler in your face because the comp you used to compete with your cousins and whoever was in your street and maybe your postcode. That was enough. That was enough stress for me, knowing that my cousin Nathan has got a brand new like lowered Escort XR3i. Let alone knowing what boat Rihanna's on. I don't need to fucking know that shit. But now I do. I know what car Jay-Z's driving. I don't know, he's driving, being driven in. I don't need to know that, but it's in there as though he lives in my street. It might make me take more financial risks. It might make me take more work risks where I'm trying to get more exposure. Do you think social media is making us less safe in that sense?
Yeah, it is. It's like you sort of aspired to be the hottest sixth former, didn't you? Let alone the Kardashians. And you see these sort of, you know, I've got like friends, you know, young single mums who are just doing these big balloon arches and Mercedes Benz for their babies, all based on the Kardashian stuff. But I think, you know, the bigger risks are going to have to come. And I think it is a shift because we have to be positive about where things are heading. People are trying to keep up with the flipping wrong sort of people. But I think the bigger risk is when people are going to start like moving back into themselves. You know, my oldest is 19 and, you know, they're very cool. They're very cool, this next generation. Do you know what I mean? Like, they're kind of, you know, stepping back a bit, you know, quite happy to sort of plough their own furrow. And, you know, and I think that's going to be the next big risk, without sounding like Brené Brown, to kind of have the vulnerability to be yourself, you know, to go, actually, I don't want all that. This is actually what I'm on. This is what I'm about. And that's going to be the next kind of thing where you're not playing to the bloody gallery all the time and trying to keep up with people. I bloody hope so.
The only gallery I want to play to are the ones that have paid to come in. 100%.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
What do you think, though, Nigel, of social media? I mean, I've done it. Just today, I probably would have worn something much more normal on TV. Went on my phone. There's a fashion influencer. I'm like, I think I'll take a fashion risk. Now, that's an innocent risk and probably a good one. But still, it happened because of some dude I've never met, will never meet, shouldn't know what he's wearing. It should have been enough for me to go to Steph. I was on this Steph's Pack Lunch. What do you think of this T-shirt? That should be enough. But no, I've got to go online and see what my boyfriend was wearing. Have a look at the site.
Yeah, I think social media, yeah, it is. It's made it a lot more dangerous. It's made it a lot more worrying as a parent as well. Made it more worrying to think about what your kids might be getting up to, seeing, doing, subjected to. We've seen so many stories in the news about kids who've done horrific things or felt horrific ways just because of social media. So yeah, I do think there is a very dangerous side to it. But like any sword, it's double-edged. I've also seen some incredible things from social media as well. And kids achieve amazing things and adults achieve amazing things. So it's all about sifting through and finding the good stuff, really. So it's a tough one. It's a really, really tough one. It's a place where you can find good, you can find bad. It's hopefully you find the good. Please, people, find the good.
Let's finish with the juicy stuff where I always like to finish, relationships. Now, this is an area where there's all different types of risk. It can mean 100 different things. But Do you think, Laura, I think the answer's yes here. But do you think, I think women take more risks with their giving their hearts away, with their emotions, with... I think women are a bit more risky in love than men. Men are sexually more risky. But I think women can be more emotionally risky, throw the heart in the bin. I see it all the time. Where I come from, most of the girls suffer with attracted to bastard disease till they're about 25. It's like, if he's not a coke dealer with a tag on his leg, I can't have an orgasm till they're about 28.
But we do want the alpha stuff. You know, that's all chemical as well. We do want that alpha meathead. And we've got wonderful, wonderful imaginations. And I think Caitlin Moran covered it in her book, where we actually project a whole life onto this poor, simple coke dealing moron that we're like, we've bridgestoned it all up in our heads, and we're crying because he ain't bought us the flowers we imagined he should get us. And actually, you know, when we come down to stone cold sort of facts, he's probably not actually promised that much, but what we've projected onto him. And also, you know, we don't develop that part of the brain that deals with consequences till about mid-20s either. So, you know, the thing is, be dumb. You know what I mean? I just think that is the time to be dumb. If you didn't have your teens and 20s where you're so cocksure of yourself, you'd never bloody do anything. You'd never leave your parents' house, would you? Let's leave the neurosis and the overthinking to us in our 30s. I mean, when I've got girlfriends well into their 30s that are still dating the same geezers, I'm like... pack it in. I don't want to...
It's time. You're down to your last 5 eggs to sort your life out. You got one of that little free-range six-pack left. That's it. And I got date stamps on. No, but talking of cocksure, Nigel, I mean, did you take a risk to meet your partner? Are you married? What's the setup?
Well, so we actually went to the same dance college, and... We didn't get together then, though. It was later on, and I bumped into her at M&S and was like, yo, do you want to go for a drink? And then it sort of went from there.
You can't say yo at an M&S. The two things don't go together. Yo, Penting by the Carrot Sticks.
So, yeah, that's how we met. But what really resonated with me about what we were just talking about was the fact that men don't take those emotional risks, but that is what leads us to have so many problems with our mental health, with all the things that are in the media these days, all these problems that men are talking about having and are slowly coming out with, all stem from the fact that we haven't taken those emotional risks of being vulnerable. And I didn't mean to bring it back to this, but Paul Brunson, again, was on my podcast, and he had this amazing moment where he talked about, for a man to be strong, he has to be vulnerable. He has to go to that place of vulnerability and putting his heart out there, putting his feelings out there, putting his vulnerability out there. That's when he becomes the strongest. And it blew me away when he was talking about it.
What about, I mean, let's move into the bedroom here. What about sexual risk? Do women take less sexual risk because we live in a patriarchal world and a woman daren't express her sexuality to
a true extent? Depends how much she trusts him.
Yeah. No, but I mean, a guy is more likely to, even a married guy, the statistics suggest, is more likely when he's drunk to go, okay, let's see what happens, than a woman. Is that because of the prison that women live in, or are men more sexually risky? A man is more likely, again, and this is a real issue, this looking to be criminalized, to try and push a girl into doing it but without contraception, and to try and, like, you know, take that a risk in that sense. Whereas I've never heard an incident of a woman going, no, don't do it, not unless it's someone who wants to get up the duff. You know, we're talking about sexual health and protection. So men take risks across the board, single men, attached men, when it comes to getting their end away. But I wondered whether that's just because of sexism or whether men genuinely are like that more.
I'd like to ask Laura a question off the back of that straight away to say...
I'm married.
How risky are you feeling? Breakout room.
Go on, Nigel. Go on, darling. Go on. Pretend he's not here.
I'd like to know if you think that maybe that is because do women talk less about the risks they take in the bedroom than men do? The men want to brag about their risks in the bedroom, and women don't want to talk about their risks in the bedroom, and they're a little bit like, I took this risk in the bedroom, but I'm not going to tell you about it right now.
I think, and I think the discourse is changing, luckily, for women, where they're not kind of internalising a sense of shame about their let's face it, hoeing years, because we all needed them. Do you know what I mean? And, but in terms of men taking sexual risks, I think that goes back to what you were saying earlier. When things get sort of emotionally sort of sticky, where they're kind of getting to a point where they might have to be vulnerable in that point, they'd rather go, no, fuck that, and get their end away and feel those kind of, that little bit of masculinity from that to restore their masculinity. I think there's an element of that. I'm speaking for you. But I think with women, I think, yeah, we do. And I think in a marriage, maybe, because once we bag the good guy, the provider, the nice guy, we kind of want that kind of, you know, we won't want to be like, oh, let's order something from Love Honey. And he's like, oh, drop me out. Do you know what I mean? Like, a little bit, maybe.
That's quite a risky thing to do when you're in, not necessarily when you've been together a number of years, but, you know, when you've been with someone about 2 or 3 years, it's quite risky to say, actually, I'm into this.
Yeah.
Certain thing, because if you've not stated you're into, I don't know, feet or whatever it might be.
By 3 years in.
Well, it could be, maybe that's a bit too long. Like, you know, you're in love, you're in a relationship, you're exclusive, it's a year in, and you're like, oh, I know what I'm doing is not in the mainstream. I'm wondering who's worse at that, men or women communicating their sexual needs. Part of me wonders whether men are worse, because is that what drives cheating, when men cheat more? Because they can't say to their woman, look, I need a night where we both act like hoes, because I'm not getting the excitement I need. And it might go down badly, lads. It might backfire. I'm not saying you do it, but it's going to be a hell of a lot fucking worse if you keep those thoughts in, because sooner or later you're going to have had one drink too many and you're going to make a mistake. Yeah.
I think, again, it's about being seen in that relationship, and it is always risky to kind of either emotionally make yourself vulnerable or say to your husband, you know, tell me to spit on it, call me a slut.
And that's where we're going to leave it. Thank you very much.
Nice. Thanks,
and that's
Laura.
What you call, that is what Laura. You call taking a risk. We will never know whether that was Laura's husband speaking or Laura in that little sketch she acted out. Let's leave that to the imagination. I like to think it was her saying it to him. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much. Nigel Clark, Laura Smith, thank you for taking a gamble and being so risky and being honest with me. If you've come here as fans of either of these two, I mean, if you've come here as a fan of Nigel's, I mean, and we've just finished on that. I do hope you're the parent. Do hit subscribe. Do leave a review. Take that risk, guys. Communicate with us. Hang around. Go to wherever you get your podcasts. If you come here by an unusual route, hit subscribe. Do hit my guests up. Tweet me. Let me know what you think. And I'll see you next time. Right. I'm off to climb naked up a pole and then spit on it. I feel like a right slut.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.